Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Real Estate Success Strategies Podcast. This is Michael Tucker, your host, and today we're going to dive into a topic about building a team and how to lead in the real estate industry. Now, today's topic is inspired by a real estate challenge I'm actually hosting right now. We are hosting the First Flip Challenge, which you can still get in. It's a five-day event where we are teaching people how to get their first flip. And so that event's going on right now. I'm super pumped about it. We have special guests coming on to teach as well. And the whole goal behind the event is to show people how they can quit their 9-to-5 job by getting one flip. So you can go to firstflipchallenge.com to get registered for that. It runs from today until Friday, and it's totally free. All you have to do is go onto the website and sign up, and I hope it's valuable for you. I'm sure it will be. We have tons of guests coming on: Kimberly Marie, Michael McDonald, Austin Rutherford, David and Katie Marie Hughes, all of them who were guests on my podcast in the past. So make sure you join in on that event, totally free, and it will be very valuable to you. But today I want to talk about building teams and how to take up the employer mindset, the business owner mindset, because so many of us, we jump into entrepreneurship and we try to do everything ourselves. And I'm the first to admit that was my biggest problem in real estate, and it is currently. This is something that I'm transitioning out of and trying to perfect myself. And you know, it's something that we're not really born with, this mentality of, hey, who can I get to work for me and do this for me, rather than how can I do this myself? So today, that's what I want to just spend a few minutes talking about, because I feel like we're so conditioned growing up thinking, hey, I need to get a job. Hey, I need to go and work for somebody. And when in reality, there's power in using other people's resources, using other people to grow your dream. Now, I don't say that in a way that is weird or controlling or anything like that. Not like, how can you use people, but how can you partner with other people to help you get to your dream faster, right? So for example, whenever I first got into real estate, you guys know my story. I was trying to flip the properties myself, do all the work, and it just wasn't well. And I still, to be honest, I've been doing too much of the work myself, when in fact, if I want to scale my business, if I want to go to the next level, I need to be partnering with people, contractors, subcontractors that can get me to that next level so I can scale, because I can't go out there and be flipping 5 properties myself at the same time, right? I'm going to have to put other people in place. I'm going to have to use other people's resources to get me there. So in the First Flip Challenge that we're running right now, that's been the big conversation over day one, which was yesterday. We talked all about building a great team and using other people's time, other people's money, and other people's experience to get you where you want to go, right? And we asked this question yesterday. It was like, who can I get to do this, right? Or who can I get on my team to get me where I need to go? Because so many times we ask, hey, how can I do this? Which is important. You need to know the steps. You need to know the journey. But you can't do everything, right? You can't do everything in the real estate game. Whether it's in real estate or anything, you can't be the accountant. You can't be the employee. You can't be the cleaner. You can't be, the list goes on and on. You get what I'm saying. So through this podcast and through this challenge that we're hosting this week, our hopes is to show you to take up that employer mindset and the true entrepreneur mindset of building a team to get you where you need to go, right? So I want to know, if you've struggled with this before, let me know. Send me a message, or you can go to anchor.fm/real estate success. And you can actually go in there and actually leave me a comment, right? So I want to know, have you struggled with this mindset before? Because I feel like so many of us do. So many of us, and I like I said, I'd be the first to say in past businesses, I've tried doing everything. But I'm learning the power of we. I'm going to say that again. I'm learning the power of we, not the power of I. Because if we can come together collectively as a whole, as a team, and work to grow our business, we have better chance than just me trying to grow, okay? We want we over me in this business, in real estate. Now, you can just do it yourself. There's people that do that themselves, and they do it, and they do 1 or 2 flips a year, and that's fine. But, or maybe they buy 1 or 2 rentals a year, you know. But by yourself, you can't scale to a level that you want. Plus, when you put the power of we into the scenario and into the situation, you're actually able to take your hands off the business and actually be more relaxed and more, I guess this is to say, hands off than you would be if it was the power of me, right? So you may actually think, well, I'm the only one that can do this right, or nobody can do the job better than me. But when in reality, when you find the right people and you put the right people in place, you actually can create more financial freedom and time freedom for yourself, right? So let's think about that for a minute. Let's think about it, talk about it, because a lot of people assume hiring somebody, outsourcing the work to somebody, is actually going to cost them more money, when in reality, it can free up your time. When in reality, it can free up, your resources for you to be able to go out and do more things, find more flips, find more rentals, while your team's out there crushing it, doing the things that you would normally be doing, right? So that is the power of we, instead of the power of me. Because most of the time, we look inside, hey, how can I get this done? How can I get this done? When in reality, there's other people that have the strengths to do it, and probably better than you, right? We're all super, super humble, right? We all think that, you know, we're the best. That was a joke. But we all think we're the very best, and which is good. We need to have confidence, but we need to realize that, you know, there's some areas that we may be a B or a C. You know, we think we can be an A, right? Gary V, you guys know him. He talks about some of this stuff. He says, hey, like, you may be an A in one area, like A as in you're good, and, you know, that's an area that you are A plus in. Focus on that area. Double down on that strength. But everything that you're a B, a C, a D, E, or F, F is like failing, right? Like, you're in school. Everything that you're B, C, and below, find somebody that is an A and put them in that position. So you may be saying, well, I'm super good. Like, I would rate myself an A at finding deals, right? And when it comes to negotiating, I would say I'm a B or C, right? In order to scale your business, why wouldn't you go and find somebody that is an A, somebody that can negotiate more deals for you, better deals for you, than you trying to do it yourself, right? So stick with your A list, your A talents. And this is something that I'm actually perfecting right now for me. For me, I am pretty good at finding deals. And so, you know, that's one area I need to focus on more, rather than going in and gutting houses, right? Because I'm not the best at that. I'm not the best at going in fixing up houses. So I need to realize myself that, hey, this is an area I am pretty good at. I need to double down on that strength and let other people take control. And that's what it all boils down to. How much in control do you think you need to be, right? Are you a control freak? Because if so, you're not going to scale your business, which I think it's good to know what's going on in your business. I think it's good to know what's happening. But it's another thing to try to control everything and everyone. And if you try to do that, you're never going to scale your business. If you go in there as a control freak and try to manipulate everybody and, you know, make them do what you want them to do, it's not going to work out. Because there's some people, they need to do it their way. There's some people that they work differently. And that's cool. As a leader, you need to recognize that. You need to get to know the people on your team and empower them in a way where they can go out and they feel comfortably working with you, right? So what this all boils down to, the power of me versus we, is control, right? Because for me, I love being hands-on, and I love seeing my business and working in all aspects. And sometimes I struggle handing up part of my business because I'm like, well, what if they don't know how to do it? Or what if they don't do it the way I would want to do it, right? And I think it's setting the expectations up front, being real with your team and saying, hey, this is what I expect. This is my business, of course, but I want to partner with you in growing this, and this is what I expect. And then, obviously, if they're not hitting those expectations, revisiting with them and saying, hey, just a reminder, this is what our level of standard is. And, you know, obviously, if they can't perform to that level, then you need to find somebody else to take their place, because obviously, they weren't that gifted in that area like you thought. So it's not as much as controlling, it's empowering. how can you empower the we, the team, to get where you want to go, right? So let's start asking that. Let's start diving into more of a business owner rather than an employee in our own business, right? Because there's a lot of people that are self-employed. If you know Robert Kiyosaki, right? There's a lot of people that are self-employed, but they're not business owners. So would you rather be self-employed where you're doing all the work yourself, or would you rather be a business owner where you're managing and the business can run itself? Because that's another aspect, right? If you were to step out of your business, would that business be able to stay afloat? Yes, no, you have to answer that yourself. And it's funny, Joshua Chan, who we had on, I think a week or two ago, he actually is almost completely hands-off from his wholesaling business, and it's because he's built a great team. He has a CEO, he has cold callers, he has so many people on his team that all he does is step in once a week, twice a week, has a meeting with them and see, you know, just to check in how everything's going, maybe share a vision with them, maybe clear up any problems that are happening or arising. And so for him, he's allowed to travel the world with his wife, do whatever he wants, because he's created a team and he's a business owner, right? He's a business owner and not a self-employed employee, right, of his own business. So guys, I know for some of us, we have to start out. You're thinking, well, Michael, I don't have the resources, I don't have the money to outsource what I'm doing right now. I have to be hands-on. Listen, awesome. Keep grinding. Keep doing what you're doing. But when you can, don't let the thought of, I'm just going to keep doing it myself because I can do it better, don't let that stop you from hiring a team. Don't let that, you know, that thought of pride stop you from growing where you need to grow. So if you're right now, if you're doing your business by yourself and you're in a position where you're, you know, just living paycheck to paycheck, or maybe you're just getting your business off the ground, whether that's in real estate or not, listen, keep grinding, keep working on that business. Put your head down and get to the point to where you can hire out a team, because once you get to that point, listen, it's going to feel amazing when you can finally outsource your cold calling. Because there's some of you guys out there that hate cold calling real estate leads. You just hate it. But once you get to that point, you get a few deals under your belt, then you can outsource, right? You can outsource those cold callers and other jobs that you don't really like doing. So, but it may take some time. But I want you to create the vision of building a team rather than a team of we rather than a team of me, right? Or a business of we rather than a business of me. So I want you to create that vision for yourself, because to create true financial freedom in your life and for your family, you're not going to be able to go at it alone. You're going to have a team behind you to get you there. You look at the greatest businesses in the world, right? How did they get there? They scaled up with a team, putting the right people in place and asking, who can do this for me, rather than how can I do this myself? So guys, that's the podcast today. I hope you guys took some kind of information from it. I hope you guys are able to use the power of we into your own life. If you struggle with this and you have some questions, shoot me a message on Facebook or join our real estate success group. It's a free real estate community we have. It's super easy to find. Just type in real estate success group in Facebook and it'll pop right up, and I'll add you in the group and you can ask me any questions you want. So listen, guys, like I said again, join the First Flip Challenge by going to firstflipchallenge.com and do us a favor. We do these almost every week. I skipped last week because it was Thanksgiving and I was preparing for this event this week. But almost every week on Tuesdays, we release a new podcast episode with guests. And sometimes I just jump in like this and share my heart. But if you find these valuable, just leave a review below, hit subscribe. It helps us a lot and lets us know that you like what we're putting out. So until then, guys, God bless. We'll see you next week, and we'll see you soon.